This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're live at the border, U.S. Texas border with Mexico in the Rio Grande Valley. I'm Scott Hinnon. Day two of our coverage here back in the home turf tomorrow. I'll be at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. After a couple of 18-20 hour days here, I figured it's time to do the show in the hot tub. So we'll be at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo tomorrow to talk about wellness. Talk about that sauna, that hot tub, maybe that summer fun of a splash pool. Looking forward to that. Very much tomorrow on the program. If you have a question or comment for us anytime, day or night, whenever you think of it, maybe a suggested guest, maybe a comment on something you've heard, you call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline at 855-200-1776. It's the Be the Buffalo Hotline. That's what they do at Oasis Petroleum. They turn into the storm. Great place to work, because when oil prices are up, or oil prices are down, they're in the battle. They are in the battle, my friends, at Oasis Petroleum, 855-200-1776. Also brought to you today by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow right now. Incredible deals to take advantage of, including, for our audience exclusively, the $29.98 deal is back on the pillows. Just use the promo code SCOTT, click on the Radio Listener Specials, or call 800-506-9028 for these great specials. Everything they sell at MyPillow, including gift cards, which are a great wedding gifts coming up. You know, you need a wedding gift, you got an anniversary, you got a birthday. How about a gift card? And then they can buy whatever they want. We had a listener from, let's see, where was that listener from, that weighed in on Mike Lindell last night on Jimmy Kimmel. Josh in Fordville. I said, what do you want, Josh? He won. He was the random winner. He said, I'll go with some queen gray sheets because I already have the pillows. So we're shipping him some of those great sheets. Whatever it is, you'll love it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. More of our conversations from the border. Mark Morgan will join us at the bottom of the hour. He's a former Customs and Border Patrol official in the Trump administration. You see him on Newsmax. He's a Newsmax contributor. And also Jim, the flagpole guy. Going to talk about those farm-attached flagpoles, which go right on your farm equipment. If you don't have one, you got to have one, coming up in just a bit. Every Thursday during the legislative session, we've got a chance to catch up with the governor or the lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota. And we have another of our Gov Talk sessions here with the lieutenant governor, Brent Sanford. Brent, how are you?
Oh, I was just living the dream, Scott. We are trying to figure out if session will wrap up today or not. And I have tried to quit guessing when it will end. But obviously there's a lot of important bills that come to the end, and the House and the Senate have to agree or the bills don't move forward. And when they're an appropriation bill, the bill has to be passed and has to get signed. Otherwise, there's no budget for that agency for the upcoming biennium. So some of the legislators are willing to push it to the 80th day, and some of them want to save a few days for coming back for whatever items they may want to come back and have do business. And so here we are. I think it's day 77, if I'm not mistaken. But they're to the point where they could finish. It's just a matter of how long it'll take to agree on these last few bills.
So how does that work? Is it if they stay past midnight tonight, does that go into day 78? Like, do they have the full 24 hours to count as a day, or what counts as a day?
Well, it would be until midnight, you know. So I'm trying to remember the times that we sine die is the name for it when it's all finished, and that. I'm trying to remember what times we did the last two sessions I've been involved with, and I believe it was closer to midnight the first year, and then and around 10 last time. And so that's what I would expect. For some reason they say they can't do that anymore, of where they had to cover up the clock and go into the midnight hours past midnight. But I would expect this could get wrapped up by 10 p.m. But it would have to be where the leaders decide we're gonna give on, each of us are gonna give on a few things and on these last bills, and then we'll be done. Otherwise, it could push into tomorrow pretty easily.
If you have a question or comment for the Lieutenant Governor, both he and Governor Burgum have been great about taking calls and comments in these Gov Talk sessions, so bring them on, 701-271-1100. Toll-free numbers, you know, is 855-200-1776. If you just want to leave a message and not have to wait to ask your questions, or you can call us toll-free, too, at 800-228-0550. And my text number is 701-367-2054. The super producer, Chris Larson, also takes those as well today on the program. And that's 701-352-3661. So you can text any of us with your questions today on the program. A lot of questions about bills that have been signed. I want to talk a little bit about some key ones signed yesterday. Also, obviously, at this time of year, the vetoes become an issue. And there have been some that have been controversial. The latest one is related to NDSU and challenge grants for all of the universities. Part of this is to say outside grants are a problem, especially when they're with the Planned Parenthood. I know it doesn't mention Planned Parenthood specifically. The governor signs or vetoes. What role does the lieutenant governor have in the debate over signing or vetoing, Brent?
Well, I'm part of the office team when we're having discussions and trying to provide information to the governor, obviously, and with my role presiding over the Senate and always being in the loop with legislators on the conversations, you know, with policy related, et cetera, budget related, constant communication with legislators. I end up having a voice, and it's obviously up to the governor to sign these bills or veto these bills. It's very, I don't pretend to understand the gravity of it, of you're putting your name on a bill as the governor. There's no one else. It's a very lonely spot to be in where it's up to you to sign these bills and veto these bills, and there's only one person that can do that. And so Governor Burgum takes these absolute with 100% seriousness, as he should, and looking for the future of the state and looking towards, you know, what's best. So it's quite an organization to put together with when you have 1,000 bills or so. I don't even know how many the final number is, but they start with 1,000 or so, and these bills all have to come through and get signed if they pass both chambers. And it's quite the machine to watch in action. And it comes down to a few of these bills at the end. And like you said, the bills that get signed that are transformational bills that are going to change the future of our state, the bills that get vetoed and they either overturn them or they go away, and they're not, they don't become law. I mean, it comes down to just a handful of bills for each legislative session. And, we had a good day yesterday with a lot of celebratory bill signings, historic bills, 20-year arguments on trespass versus hunting rights versus sportsman's rights versus landowner rights came together in 2144, took a lot of effort. Senator Herbley, Senator Patton.
Let's talk about that now. This, as you say, this is not a new debate. This has been going on for a while. This is also known as the electronic posting bill. Explain what this law will now do for North Dakota landowners.
We're the first state to allow electronic posting, and so that, what I really ended up jumping into this when we started in office 4 years ago, and I was amazed, quite frankly, at the urban hunters, if you will, and landowners. And it was something that it didn't really dawn on me coming from Western North Dakota that there would be such an issue, but there really is, of access to lands, posting, is the sign up, is it not up? And then talking to folks that are landowners and hunters themselves are showing, look at the apps I use when I go to other states and go elk hunting, et cetera, where you've got all the land on the app, and whether it's private, whether it's open for hunting, whether it's not, you know, phone numbers you call. And so these conversations have been percolating for the last 4 years. And believe me, last session, the conversation with sportsmen was not in a good place. And in our North Dakota Game and Fish jump right into this conversation as well and point out the fact that you do have to have access. The number of hunters is declining, and this is an important American ideals and traditions, you know, and to keep hunting alive. And so it was a very robust debate last session. They thought they had the appropriate amount of compromise, and the bill passed the Senate, where a lot of the push was behind from senators, and on the House, it died on the floor, and it was done. And so they had an interim committee work together, engaging with letting there be an interim committee with having landowners and sportsmen groups have a seat at the table, have a vote on the suggestions that came forth. And I'm trying to remember the vote tallies, but it was something to the tune of 44-3 and 90-2. It was very successful. A lot of collaboration and communication and compromise happened. A lot of smiling faces that you wouldn't have thought could ever happen yesterday.
Short break, back with more on some things that happened. Energy's been a big focus too, and Lieutenant Governor Stanford's been in the middle of that, so we'll touch on that. One of the questions and a few coming in related to the electronic posting bill. Some who say it's not a good bill because the burden's always on the landowners. So we'll give Brent a chance to answer that when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Every day special at Petco Serve USA, especially in April. Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $11. Salted Nut Bowls, 2 for $2. The big 20-ounce Red Bulls, 2 for $6. Giant Pistachio Bags, 2 for $5. And all kinds of assorted North Dakota and Minnesota t-shirts for just $9.99. Don't forget the great weekly specials, too, like any fresh baked muffin for 99 cents Mondays, or Friday the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Look for the red, white, and blue at Petco Serve USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
By DAC Diesel today. CJ and his team can fix anything diesel, and they can actually help you prevent a problem with great maintenance and also with that great additive, the turbo cleaner they're using. It works. They have dealers for it now around the state, too. DACDiesel.com. Call CJ and the team. They'll take good care of you. Also brought to you today by ABM. These are the folks that can prevent a cyber attack with the right kind of infrastructure. You know that right now, bad actors are messing with a lot of things, from our elections to, you know, our power grid to you name it, okay? It's cyber warfare. That starts in your business with a printer. I kid you not. ABMnow.com for more. They have locations all throughout the state. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, back with Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor. I want to talk about some energy bills that have passed. Before we do that, let's finish on the electronic posting that passed yesterday. A texter says, many hunters don't pay attention. The burden ends up being on the landowners. Example, Scott, can I use your hot tub next Sunday? Or are you going to have to put a sign up? I'm a lifelong hunter, and I'm tired of spending $200 a year on signs. So did this go far enough to give the landowner the lead on deciding whether someone could be on their land or not, Brent?
Scott, I think you should get Senator Herbley, Senator Patton, Julie from North Dakota Stockman Association on this topic for a whole show, because they can talk about the compromise that was reached. But my understanding is there's still the ability to post as has been done in the past, and now there's the ability to electronically post. What I can tell you is there was compromise reached to where these bills passed prolifically, which has never happened before. And there were ranchers that were up with us at the podium yesterday too. And so it's something where some of the landowners would like to see the actual definition of trespass change to what it is in other states like South Dakota, where you cannot enter land. North Dakota is kind of the other way, where you can unless posted. But progress was reached, and I think you could do a whole show on this with the right people on, and get someone from the sportsman side too, and you can see how they came to a compromise. It's pretty impressive. But we had a great day with compromise on straddle wells at MHA between the state and the sovereign nation of Mananadatsa Rikara on the border.
Tell me about that. I want to know what is a straddle well bill? Explain what that is.
So last session, one of the bills that came out, and one of the five that I refer to for last session, was the 80-20 bill, where we agreed to share oil and gas taxes within the reservation boundaries, 80% if it's MHA trust lands and would go to them, and 20% to the state. And then the other way, if it's non-trust land, so if it's private land, which is called fee land, if it's in a reservation, that would be 80% tax to the state, 20% to the tribe. So that was landmark legislation. But there was a little wrinkle with what were called straddle wells, which are wells that the tax is based on where the wellhead is. So if you have a well site that's outside of the reservation and it drills underground and horizontally into the reservation, there was no tax going to the tribe. And likewise, if the well started inside of the reservation and then went under the boundary out into private land or government land, there was no taxation going the other way. And so straddle wells became what was the last loose end we had left from the 19th session. And it became a real bone of contention with the MHA nation and the fact that those wells are sitting on the outside drilling into the reservation and not having taxation. So there was agreement struck in Senate Bill 2319. Senator Wardner Patton got it passed and moved to the House, and great compromise was reached by Representative Headland, Chair of Finance and Tax, and Chairman Fox. And again, people up on the stage, similar to the hunters and the sportsmen with the landowners, there were folks that were on bitterly divided on this issue that were on stage together signing this bill. So you can actually have compromise through communication and collaboration and move forward, and that's what's fun to see, some positives coming out of session like that.
Let's also talk about another, this has been something you've talked about before. You talked about the plan, but the Clean Sustainable Energy Fund, and also the tax relief for the coal industry to level the playing field and all the things that are happening nationally. Two huge bills. Talk about the significance of those and what that will mean going forward, Brent.
Yeah, since we were last on your show, we've signed both of them and had a celebratory press or a bill signings. And those were two of the landmark bills for, I keep using that word, but they really are. They're things we didn't do before, and we are focusing on the fact that our lignite energy generation industry is in peril with this administration, and it's something that we have been moving forward with low emission technologies, and such as Project Tundra, where you actually take the CO2 out of the flue gas stream and put it underground and hold it underground and so your CO2 footprint goes down to near zero coming out of these plants. And we've got to get there sooner than later. And this bill, Clean Sustainable Energy 1452, was again Senator Patton on that one, Representative Bosch from Bismarck, and great leadership from Representative Porter and the coal and oil and gas and renewable industries. And we've got a new authority board put together with representatives from renewable, from coal, from oil, and dollars, $25 million put into place to commercialize and continue the research on low emission technologies for our energy generation in the state. And that's where we springboard into our future for the hydrogen economy, for more renewables, for more lignite production with taking the CO2 out, so it's going to be carbon negative and carbon neutral type lignite energy generation technologies. It's very exciting, and this Clean Sustainable Energy Authority will be where that takes place. But another important thing we had to do to help level the playing field for the lignite industry was pass the coal severance tax holiday bill, which for 5 years they'll have a 80% reduction or 85% reduction of their coal severance tax. And so that amounts to $20 million per year. That will help these coal plants not have to pay the tax that they're generating and keep that cash and innovate, use those monies for innovation investments, et cetera, to be able to keep moving their businesses forward in this carbon constrained future that we're going to have. That there's no doubt about it. And so
we feel
that was a good reduction of taxes to get to help the industry.
Only about 90 seconds left, and some questions pouring in. One is somebody saying, "Where's my tax relief?" I don't know what they mean by "my," but I assume it means, you know, are the property taxpayers, are the income taxpayers getting relief in this session?
Well, the state's commitment to property tax relief is just as strong as it was before, and adding a little bit more in K-12 property tax relief. If you look on your property tax statement, state provided tax relief, you'll see a large amount, and that comes from the state's commitment to funding 75% of local K-12 budgets. And so that's the tax relief. We probably don't preach about it enough, that we are providing tax relief from the state government to the local level. Otherwise, that would have been on your property tax bill from the school. So that's the property tax relief that's continuing and increased again once again this session.
Ron in Western North Dakota, real quick for Brent. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm just kind of wondering on the electronic posting law. We got to have the teeth, you know, when they don't abide by the law and your land is posted electronically, we got to be able to have teeth to do so.
All right, what kind of enforcement is in it, Brent? Half a minute left.
That was a lot of the debate with former Sheriff Representative Heinert about the level of misdemeanors involved, and I believe it's up to a misdemeanor. So the enforcement is going to be important as well. Good question. Thank you for the call. And again, I'd encourage you to have a whole show on it, Scott.
Yeah, we will. Ron, I'm going to take Brent's suggestion on that and have some of the folks that were champions there on that, on the bill, Eberle Patton and Julie Ellison from the Stocksman Association as well. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate it. Mark Morgan, when we come back, former Trump official on the border.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden in his first joint session of Congress speech Wednesday night says corporate America will see tax increases.
But it's time for corporate America and the wealthiest 1% of Americans to just begin to pay their fair share. Just their fair share. I'm not looking to punish anybody. But I will not add a tax burden, additional tax burden to the middle class in this country. They're already paying enough.
Republican Senator Tim Scott disputes Biden's claim Americans are systemic racists.
Jews are being taught that the color of their skin defines them again. Hear me clearly. America is not a racist country. It's backwards to fight discrimination with different types of discrimination.
Vaccine maker BioNTech expects results by September from trials testing the COVID-19 vaccine for babies as young as 6 months old. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Boy, did they get some work done on smart energy policy, including that clean, sustainable energy track. Look, folks, the energy development we have here is clean and is sustainable, more so than anywhere else. And in the United States in general, it's darn good. Now, if the Biden administration succeeds in shutting these industries down, they will go to other countries that have less regulatory apparatus, and the air will be dirtier. All right, China is building coal plants by the hundreds. Do you think they have the regulatory apparatus we do? Have you been to China lately? They've been wearing masks for 10 years because the air is so thick there. That's why you want North Dakota Petroleum Council out front on what is true, clean, sustainable energy. And that includes fossil fuels. They also are hosting the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference May 11, 12, 13. Mike Pompeo, Kelsey Warren, Mike Summers, the president and CEO of API, Bob Phillips, the CEO of Crestwood Midstream, building the gas capture infrastructure, enhanced oil recovery, a conversation with Chris Kendall of Denbury Resources. This is going to be really, really good, folks. You're going to want to be there. We'll be there all 3 days. More of our coverage from Mission, Texas on the U.S., Texas-Mexico border. Next up, Mark Morgan. Mark was one of the closest confidants to President Trump. He headed up the Customs and Border Patrol unit for the president. And we're over 100 days in now into the Biden administration. What's the biggest disappointment, having left the Trump administration to the Biden administration? As we sit today, Mark, biggest disappointment would be what?
You know, I think the biggest disappointment is all the progress that we made to effectively deal with the illegal immigration crisis that we were experiencing on the southwest border. All that progress was just washed away with a single stroke of a political pen from this president. I think one of the biggest things, too, that was really concerning for me is we told them. We warned them. You know, some people have said that, hey, they didn't have a strategy. They didn't know what they were doing. And I have to respectfully disagree. This administration knew exactly what they were doing because they believe with open borders, they see a perceived political benefit, you know, either through a bump in House seats through the census, or they believe every illegal alien that they provide a pathway to citizenship is going to equate to a Democratic vote. It's politics at its worst. It's politics over our national economic security, and it's disgusting.
We just had a moment or two with some Border Patrol folks, some newly retired Border Patrol folks down here, and they're really, really angry about how this situation is mischaracterized in the media. These are patriots that are out there risking their lives or have risked their lives for this. And this is just really almost criminal to do this to Border Patrol, isn't it?
It is. And I tell you what, you know, Tom Holm is another patriot. We were just talking. He's with us here tonight as well. And I tell you, we get so fired up when we see this rhetoric coming from the top leaders in our country, from the president himself, right? In his first address after a very long time of being in office, he actually insinuated, he said directly that under Trump administration, we left unaccompanied minors. We sent them back to the hands of the cartels and left them on the banks of the Rio Rio Grande River to starve to death. I mean, it's unconscionable. It's reckless. It's irresponsible and absolutely false. You won't find another group of law enforcement men and women that are more compassionate. I'll give you just one example. Annually, the Border Patrol rescues thousands of individuals trying to illegally enter the country. And when they see that, they don't stop and ask them what their nationality is or why you're illegally entering. All you see them is risking their lives to go in and save a human being in distress. But that's the story that this administration will never tell the American people.
What kind of numbers are we talking about just in the first 100 plus days of the Biden administration? How big is this problem right now in the way of this magnet that has been created by changing the policies from Trump?
These are numbers we haven't seen in 15 years. In some demographics with UACs, we haven't seen these numbers ever. In the month of March alone, over 170,000 people were apprehended illegally entering our southwest border. If you go back to 2019 at the height of the crisis, which, by the way, we called it a crisis because we were honest with American people, we saw about 140,000. And so between 2019 and now, we went from 140,000 to 170,000, and they still refused to call it a crisis. But here's what's important. In March of 2020, we had just over 33,000 people. 33,000 people less than 12 months ago. That's a 400% increase. So when they talk out there and they want to give the false narrative that's seasonal, it's another blatant lie. It's absolutely false, and this administration's policies have caused it.
So total numbers, what would you suggest it is? I've heard as much as a million have crossed the border. Is that far-fetched?
Yeah, no, it's not. And let's take this fiscal year. If you look at this fiscal year, and it's important to make sure, though we put in context. It's who we've apprehended, right? That's well over 550,000 that have been apprehended this fiscal year. But then you also have to take in consideration the gotaways. And when you have about 40% of the Border Patrol resources that pulled off the line, off their national security line, to do humanitarian care, what I call daycare services, you leave wide areas of the border completely unsecured and unmonitored. So now then also what increases what we call is gotaways. Those are able to come and illegally enter and get past the United States Border Patrol. We're looking at easy 160,000, 170,000 this fiscal year alone, which already surpassed of what we experienced in all of 2020. And then the last category is turnbacks. You know, those that try to attempt to illegal entry, they see Border Patrol and they turn back. You combine that, you're already looking at this fiscal year well over a million have either attempted to, have successfully, or been apprehended, try to illegally enter the border.
So what do you do if you're a state like Texas that is bearing 70% of the brunt of this problem, or other states that are taking illegal immigrants right now that are obviously going to tax resources in all those states? I understand NGOs are paying for tickets for them to fly anywhere. They give them voucher packs, and FEMA's reimbursing the NGOs. So there's an enormous burden on the federal and certainly the state governments. What do you do?
Yeah, there is, and I'll tell you, the burden actually rests on the backs of American taxpayers. I'll give you a couple examples. Right now, there's a facility in Donna, Texas, that's going to process really a welcoming center for unaccompanied minors that are 14 to 17. That's going to cost about $800 million. They also just signed a contract as well for hotels at about $500 million. That's all taxpayers-funded facilities that are being created to simply get better at allowing illegal aliens to be released into the interior United States, never be heard from again. But your question is, I think, one of the most important questions, because the states are really our last line of defense. Look, we know what the Biden administration is going to do. They've created, you know, reception center, open borders on the front end, a sanctuary country on the back end by reducing 90% of ICE's enforcement authority in the interior of the United States. So it's states like the state of Texas that they have led the way. AG Paxton was one of the first, you know, state AGs to push back on what we know are many unconstitutional policies by this administration, and the stay on deportations for 100 days. A.G. Paxton got up, he led the way, he sued, and he won and got a nationwide injunction on that. That's what we need states to do more of. They have more power than they think, and we need them to get together, stand up, and push back against this administration.
Of the American landscape, of all the political issues before them now, whether it's, trillions being spent on COVID that isn't COVID-related, right? All of the things that are happening right now, with the crisis here, which really could be, you know, you could call it a humanitarian crisis, right? You got trafficking, you got drugs coming in, you have all of that. It doesn't seem to me people are paying attention. Does it to you?
No, I think that's right. And there's a couple of things. Look, I say we have multiple crises. I think we have an illegal migration crisis. We have a humanitarian crisis. We have a national economic security crisis. And we have a constitutional crisis going on our hand. All right now, that's being driven by the southwest border. I think we have two challenges. One, clearly the mainstream media is in the pocket of the Democrats. So you're not going to hear the truth. You're not going to hear tough questions that should be being asked of this administration. In addition to that, I think that there's just a lack of awareness and education of exactly what happens at the border, how it impacts, you know, everyone in this entire country. That's why we've been saying for a long time, every town, city, and state in this country is a border town, city, and state. What happens at the southwest border doesn't stay at the southwest border. In fact, the majority of it is just a through point. I'll give you a quick example. If you have a meth overdose, pick a city, I don't know, somewhere in Ohio or Detroit or Maine. I'm just picking those states. If you have a meth overdose, mark my words, that meth came from the southwest border. Annually we lose 60, 70,000 people to drug overdoses. So borders matter, and specifically the southwest border matters.
Talk a little bit about what you saw in McAllen, Texas, the wall built by North Dakota's favorite son, who's built some pretty good wall and has a heck of a demonstration project down here. Talk about your time in government and your time out now, what you think of what Tommy Fisher and his crew have built.
Look, what we saw was what we've known for a very long time. Walls work. And I'm telling you, anybody who gets out there and says that walls don't work, they're blatantly lying to the American people, or they're intentionally and grossly misinformed. And both of those are bad. Look, we've been saying for a very long time that walls, barriers, infrastructure, right, as part of a multi-layer strategy of infrastructure, technology, and personnel, anywhere along the southwest border where that multi-layered infrastructure, a system is utilized effectively, every major of success improves. It's a fact. We have the data that shows that, and it's just proven. And so what I saw tonight and today was just a reminder of just how effective the wall is. And look, we've never said that walls are impenetrable. We never said it was the only tool that was needed. But again, if part of that multi-layer strategy is effective, look, you were with us. We talked to Border Patrol agents today and tonight. And I ask every one of them, just like I did the entire time I was acting commissioner of CBP, whenever I go down, I'd ask them, because they're the ones risking their lives. They're the ones we're asking to be on the front line securing our borders. And I said, hey, does it work? Of course. You know what their answer is every single time? Yes, sir, of course it works. That's what I saw tonight. It was just a great reminder of what we've already known.
And talk a little bit about the accomplishment of the CBP and the Army Corps of Engineers in building an extraordinary amount of wall in the Trump administration.
Yeah, look, if you look at it, so you had the first 2 years. Look, we had to navigate lawsuit after lawsuit. Congress, quite frankly, both on the right and the left failed to be able to get the funding in a timely manner. So we had a kind of a slow start. But by the last 2 years, before we left, we had over 465 miles of wall system built. And here's the key thing, is it's important that we say wall system, right? Because what a lot of people don't understand, it's much more than steel and concrete going in the ground. It's integrated lighting, access roads. Look, we were just on a great road that the Fisher Company built, you know, concrete on both sides. I tell a lot of people that sometimes if you ask Border Patrol agents in certain areas, hey, which would you prefer to have? Would you prefer to have the steel and concrete or access road? A lot of them will tell you access road. But I always say, look, on the Trump administration, though, they didn't have to make a choice because we gave it all to them, right? They had all the attributes. And, you know, so it's the lighting, it's the steel and concrete, it's the access roads, and it's integrated state-of-the-art technology that's going to make them be able to be more efficient, improve their communications, and be able to apprehend illegal aliens trying to illegally enter our border.
The big question last, should the folks take you as the authority on Newsmax or Tom Homan on Fox News Channel?
That's an easy one, clearly Newsmax.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
You bet. Thank you.
Talk about a patriot, huh? And a level of passion there. Those are facts you don't get on the mainstream media. They won't even talk about this. And even the ones that do come down don't totally give you the numbers and the level of threat there, phenomenal. Thank you, Mark Morgan. More coming
Hello,
up.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
There's no terrain too tough for Harper Turf Equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf backs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with Harper Turf Equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC at 3812 Memorial Highway. And man, Dan, right there, the 2020s are now in the rear view. The 2021s are all over the lot. Check out the new Enclave, the new Acadia. Of course, your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann Buick GMC. They've got a number of 2021 models up to 18% below MSRP. So check out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com, SchwannBuickGMC.com, or give them a call. 701-214-6372. Schwann Buick GMC.
Jim Hypool guy is here. And, you know, we get the honor to talk to a lot of folks on What's on Your Mind about all kinds of different things, but I really enjoy our regular conversations with a guy who built this business selling flagpoles, U.S. made, USA made flagpoles. and all kinds of related products. He's going to put a flagpole on my new Pucklich Silverado, which I'm excited for. Yeah, the Trail Boss is going to have a flagpole on the, back on the hitch. So we're working on that. Then we'll be going to farms and ranches everywhere. If you'd like to have us at your farm or ranch, you can send me a text, 701-367-2054 for the invite, and we're going to start doing that next month. So really looking forward to that. A lot of questions today related to our border coverage here, and a lot of people say, what do we do? What can we do? You know what I think they should do, Jim? I think they should fly the American flag, say a prayer every time they gaze at it to realize we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, but it needs defending. We got to go to battle, and that flag has seen a lot. And it's seeing a lot underneath it right now, but that is as good a remedy as anything for the times in which we live. Would you agree with that, Jim?
I do agree with that, Scott. You know, this symbol has been around for, 243 years. And everybody that has had a taste of tyranny, that bad taste of tyranny in their mouth, they have sought a remedy. And the remedy was a civil community, a civil society. And that civil society is represented in that red, white, and blue. And, you know, we're at war. Let's just call it what it is. You know, there's communist takeover of our school systems, our education, everything. Our commerce. I went into Walmart the other day, and I didn't buy anything, but I'm looking around, and there's this, I'm trying to buy maybe a TV. Well, the only TV that was there in every size is a name brand that's from China. There was no Vizios, which is based out of California. Didn't see any LGs. Of course, they probably all have Chinese parts, but there was none on the shelf available. But you go over here, all Chinese brands. So I think China's trying to muscle us. And, you know, we are at war. We all need to wake up. We need to fly that American flag. And And you can do that by putting it at your home, your business, or on your farm equipment, your construction equipment, your pickup. We have the ability to do all that now, and I'm just excited to offer that. And just one quick thing. I'd just like to commend Mike Lindell for what he stood up last night. Here's a man who bore his soul to America and to the world through a book, and he admitted his sin to everybody. He's not ashamed. And he's moving forward. And then Jimmy Kimmel, the little punk, he just wanted a bunch of junk to, so his lefties can have, snippets to run a guy down who bore his soul. So he has nothing to be ashamed of. He stood his own ground last night. And thank the Lord for Mike Lindell.
Did I hear you say Jimmy Kimmel is a punk? Is that what you said?
He's a punk. He's just a punk. And anybody that would make fun of a guy who bore his soul and admitted his sin, and then he turns all his sin into helping others. And if you're an addict, you go on that Mike Lindell hotline there, and you go to a church that's in your area that supports him. It's my understanding Mike Lindell will do anything for you to help you become clean. And anybody that wants to make fun of that, call him crazy, is a godless punk. And I just call it what it is. I'm Jim. I'm a United States Marine, ndflagpoleguy.com. I'm based out of Williston, North Dakota, and I travel all over. And I'm not afraid of any punks. I'm just not afraid. So.
No, and Mike Lindell took on the punk, took on the bully, and did great. And I thought Jimmy Kimmel did deserve some credit for having Mike on. Most don't. And the whole interview is up on YouTube, the whole interview. And they're talking about the voting machines. So it'll be interesting to see if they cancel Jimmy Kimmel because he had Mike Lindell on. But that whole interview is up. I'll put it up. It really is pretty amazing. I want to talk just one quick thing about the flag attach. Tommy Fisher has, how many is it? It's 100 plus pieces of cat machinery. He's going to put the flag attach on all of his cats, many of which are sitting idle at the border right now. They're sitting idle at the border, gathering dust because the Biden administration has canceled the wall construction. Shut these contractors down. So at least Mike and crew can put one of these flag attach units on. What do they cost? If folks want to put them on their combines, on their tractors, is there planning? What do they cost?
Well, We give volume discounts, but the, you want one, they're $129. And it comes with a flag. It comes with the whole system. If you have a couple of options for attaching it. And for that $129, you tell us how you want to attach it, and we'll send you either clamps or bolts or however you want to do it.
And folks,
if you buy up to four or five of them, we'll give you a discount.
Put them on everything. And say a little prayer every time you get into the tractor to say, we need rain. Just heard from somebody in Max who said, going to have to stop planting in a couple of days, seeding rather, because it's so dry. So pray for rain for these folks. Some rain coming next week. Don't know it'll be enough, but put a flag up there and just remember to say a little prayer for living in the greatest country ever. Jim the flagpole guy, call it 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG. More after this.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hi, this is Andy Murnaug with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Bowdoin, Steele, Marmot, Jamestown, Dodge, Anamoose, Lear, Fairmount, Raleigh, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. Piper's market for quality and well-maintained equipment is strong, so if you want to sell your equipment at Piper's Central Dakota Regional Auction in Steele or in Piper's Upper Midwest timed online-only auctions, contact us today at 701-523-7366 and view all land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.